Kim, 2.
Procter & Gamble had a problem. It needed a new floor cleaner. In the 1980s, the company had pioneered one lucrative consumer product after another, from pull-up diapers to anti-dandruff shampoo. It had developed color-safe detergent and designed a quilted paper towel that could absorb 85% more liquid than other paper towels. These innovations weren't lucky accidents. Procter & Gamble was deeply invested in research and development. At the time, the corporation had more scientists on staff than any other company in the world, more PhDs than the faculties of MIT, UC Berkeley, and Harvard combined. And yet, despite the best efforts of the chemists in the household cleaning division, there were no new floor products in the pipeline. The company was still selling the same lemon-scented detergents and cloth mops. Consumers were still sweeping up their kitchens using wooden brooms and metal dustpans. The reason for this creative failure was simple. It was extremely difficult to make a stronger floor cleaner that didn't also damage the floor.